and his wife and his neighbours, every blessed neighbour, and with indescribable bitterness he hated himself. "Why did I ever get in this silly hole?" he said. "Why did I ever?" He sat on the stile and looked with eyes that seemed blurred with impalpable flaws at a world in which even the spring buds were wilted, the sunlight metallic, and the shadows mixed with blue-black ink. To the moralist, I know he might have served as a figure of sinful discontent, but that is because it is the habit of moralists to ignore material circumstances, if indeed one may speak of a recent meal as a circumstance. With Mr. Polly, drink, indeed, our teachers will criticise nowadays, both as regards quantity and quality. But neither church, nor state, nor school will raise a warning finger between a man and his hunger and his wife's catering. So, on nearly every day in his life, Mr. Polly fell into a violent rage and hatred against the outer world in the afternoon, and never suspected that it was this inner world, to which I am with such masterly delicacy alluding, that was thus reflecting its sinister disorder upon the things without. It is a pity. Some human beings are not more transparent. If Mr. Polly, for example, had been transparent, or even possibly translucent, then perhaps he might have realised, from the Laocoon struggle he would have glimpsed, that indeed he was not so much a human being as a civil war,